lot of time on. The Braisa says that it's possible for Zochan Mamre to be Chayiv Nisa if he disagrees with the Bez Nagadol in any one of 15 different cases. He can disagree with them in the area of Ibra Hashon, he can disagree in the area of Halacha Moshe Misina, he can disagree in Exer Shova, Dam Nida, Dam Leda, Dam Ziva, Din Nefashis, Din Mamas, Din Makas. The Gemara gives a whole Braisa. And then the Gemara said, does this Braisa possibly make sense according to Rameyer? Rameyer says, you only chayiv Mishum Zochan Mamre if he's disagreeing with the Bez Nagadol. Spent a lot of time on. The Braisa says that it's possible for Zochan Mamre to be chayiv Nisa if he disagrees with the Bez Nagadol in any one of 15 different cases. He can disagree with them in the area of Ibra Hashon, he can disagree in the area of Halacha Moshe Misina, he can disagree in Exer Shova, Dam Nida, Dam Leda, Dam Ziva, Din Nefashis, Din Mamas, Din Makas. The Gemara gives a whole Braisa. And then the Gemara said, does this Braisa possibly make sense according to Rameyer? Rameyer says, you only chayiv Mishum Zochan Mamre if he's disagreeing with the Bez Nagadol about a matter, Sheyesh Bo Koriz, Dovish has done a Koriz, Vishigivas Achatos. So the Gemara says yes, and they explain how each and every case can be, how it's feasible, how it's possible to have a machlokes between the Zochan Mamre and the Bez Nagadol in an issue that's a famous machlokes Satanaim, or a famous machlokes Amor, right? And it's possible that it should lead up to an Inyan of Koriz. And the Rambam quotes, it's interesting, the Rambam quotes all of these cases. Here, if you look on Pei Zayin Amad Aleph, Na Ayin Mishpat, Ois Mem, so he tells you where the Tziyun is in the Rambam is, and then he writes, Ayin Sham HaKol. Take a look in the Rambam, a whole parak, the Rambam quotes this whole Vlat Gemara. Gemara just gives examples of cases. So the Rambam rattles off all of these cases. So last week we were learning till Pei Zayin on the base. We learned about the first 10-15 lines in the Gemara. So the Gemara is continuing to interpret the Braisa. So it says, "Beidin ledin." The Gemara is commenting on the pasuk. "Kipolim ufadavol amishpat beidam bedam beidin ledin beinega lenega." So it says, "Beidin ledin." What can it be? The machlokes, the fight, the dispute between the Zochan Mamre and the Bez Nagadol. "Beidin imamenes, din in nefashes, din imakas." In any one of these areas, if they have a machlokes, so it's possible to become a Zochan Mamre. How can it be? A machlokes and din imamenes is going to lead to Dovish has done a course with Shigas Achatos. So the Gemara says, "What's an example?" Din imamenes. Bas ken shayin zayin a machlokes and din imamenes. The Gemara says, "Simple." The plukta de Shmuel be Rabbi Abahu, the Amar Shmuel in the very beginning of the Sichta, the Masichta, the original pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that requires a bezna three smuchim, because it says the word Elohim three times lashon chol, Elohim 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 means three times smuchim. So that pasuk is written in Chumash in connection with Gzeilos v'Chavolos. What if it will be a din Torah about Hodos v'Havos, about a Havon, not Gzeilos v'Chavolos? So that's a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes amoroim out of Paskin, whether minatora is din shloshes smuchim even in that case, or minatora chad nami kosher, one is kosher. What's the difference halacha lemaisa with the rabbanon in each shlosha? So the difference will be, what would you say shnaim shadon? If you hold midiraisa chad nami kosher, even yochid is good, and it's only midirabbanon that you need three, because after yidon yichidish and don yichidel or echad sadi yevad that doesn't pass. Shnaim shadon will be din aim din. Now the Shendikra Bezen Chotz, if it wasn't right on their part, they shouldn't have been done. Al Tidan Yechidi goes on one or two. If it would have been three, it would have been, wouldn't have been any chutzpah. Now, but it was one or two, that's a Bezen Chotz. And Rebbe Bo disagrees, and he says, if they were hakel, according to all the Tanoim, ain't it aimed in that the requirement for Shlosha Smuchim is needed menater by Gzeles Lahavolas and by Hadros Lahavolas as well. But since you need Mederaisa Shlosha Smuchim, he can't say that b'di'evet shnayim shadana will be good. The Chachamim would never make all that far. They would make all that b'zman she'ein smuchim, b'zman hazeh, that we don't have any smuchim, so he can be done m'shloshe hedyotas by hadoas v'havoas. He said shlichusay k'avdina. Even though we don't have any smuchim, you can have shloshe hedyotas. But to have two hedyotas, that's out of the question. That's a b'chlam no good. So what if you'll have a machlokes between the Zochan Mamre and the Bez Nagadol regarding whether Shnaim Shadana will be dinayim din or not? So the Gemara says that's a case where even Reb Meir, who requires Dovish as Dano Koris, the Shigas Achatos, will also agree that he can become a Zochan Mamre. How can he become a Zochan Mamre if they're just fighting about about whether Dini Mominis should be Nidon B'Shloisha or B'Shnayim. How can that lead up to a case of Dosh Zanakars V'Shigos Achatos? The Rashi and the Rambam fill in the missing information. Hocham Askinon, there was a Din Torah. Let's say they went to the Ktsois. And the Ktsois said, Gepaskin Tazoi. Based on the Ktsois said that he has to pay him the money. Now everybody knows if they would have gone to the Nesidus, the Nesidus would have passed him Faker, that he doesn't owe him the money. But the Ktsois Paskin, and it was a Yochid Shadana, Shnaim Shadana. It wasn't Shloisha Shadana. So according to the one opinion, Shnaim Shadana, the name did. The Psak is a good Psak. And the fellow who lost the Din Torah doesn't want to pay. So the other guy says, what do you mean you don't want to pay? He grabs the money. Rashi and the Rambam say, he grabs the money, says, the Ktsoi said you have to pay. So he grabs. He takes the money, goes, he's Mekadosh and Isha with it. And then the other fellow holds that he gambled the money from me. He had no right to gamble my money. And he goes, he's Mekadosh the same Isha, let's say. So Isha Mekadosh is to the first one, who took the money from him, or Isha Mekadosh is to the second one, who was Mekadosh with his own money. So if you hold Shnaim Shadona Dinaim Din, so the first psak was a good psak, and then the one who grabbed the money based on the first psak was entitled to. If you hold Shnaim Shadona Ein Dinaim Din, it doesn't count. It's like blank, like there was no Din Torah at all. And then if they're going to go later to the Nesivis, the Nesivis can pass Kefaker. But the fellow who grabbed the money had no right to grab the money. In such a case, if the fellow grabbed the money, he's Mekadosh and Isha, he's Eni Mekodesh, because HaMekadosh B'Gezel, Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Kiddush and Daf Nun Beis. Kamimaisa D'Chomish Noshim, the Mishnah tells the case, somebody plucked off Perish Shvius. Somebody went to someone else's field and plucked off Perish Shvius, and it was a Shemitah year. So all the fruit that you want to pick off is all Hefker. So he plucked off the Perish, and he was Mekadosh and Isha with the Perish Shvius. So the Mishnah says Mekudesh. So why would the Mishnah give a funny case of Mekadosh the Perish Shvius? So the implication is, if it wouldn't have been Shemitah year, if it would have been a regular year, and I would go into your field and steal Perish, and I'd be Mekadosh and Isha with the fruits, it would be Eina Mekudesh. So Mekadosh begins, it was Eina Mekudesh. But because of Mishnah Shemitah and everything that grows is Hefker, so that's why she was Mekudesh. So Rashi refers you to that Mishnah in Kiddushin Daf Nun Beis, it has in parentheses. And so what is Mekadosh Begezel to say to Mekudesh? So that's the Shaila over here. Is this, they had a Din Torah, but the Din Torah was run only by two Dayanim, or by one Dayan, or by two Dayan. So, and the Dayan Paskin, whatever he Paskin, it's so he's Paskin in his direction. And everybody knows that there are other Dayanim, was Halpin Faket. There's a contemporary of the Ketzoi said with Paskin Faket. So the Shaila goes, that Psak, a good Psak, what the Ketzoi said. Maybe all the Shnaim Shadon and Dinayim Din and Yochid Shadan, but he had a Dino Din, Elish Nikra Bezna Chatzuf. So but yeah, but the psak is a good psak, and the baldin who grabs the money that he's entitled to is entitled to keep on to holding on to the money. Is Mekadosh and Isha with it, is Mekudesh, so she's an Isha Sish to everybody else. And if anyone else will be Mekadosh afterwards, the second Kedushin will not be Chal. She's an Isha Sish of the first husband. That's but the Rambam, when he quotes all these Gemara, so he says, as long as the case that the Zochan Mamre with the Bez Nagodol are fighting about has a possibility of leading up to Koreis, even if it'll only lead up to Koreis after 100 steps later. It's not 100 steps. Here, the Paskin and the Din Torah, and then the one who won the Din Torah grabs the money, and he goes in his Mekadosh and Isha with that money. So this is one step later, Mekadosh and Isha. So the Rambam writes, as long as it's possible to lead up to a Dovish has done a Koreis for Shigos HaChatos, even after one or two or three steps, even after 100 steps, so that's enough to be called Dovish has done a Koreis that qualified to be Chayv Nisim Mishum Zokanah. So that's the dugma that the Gemara gives. They weren't going to give any example of a machloikus and dini mominus. Whether there's somebody in Baba Kama, Baba Mitzir, Baba said, there's no machloikus, tanoim, amarayim, and dini mominus, felt those machloikus and shulchan aruch. They could have given any example. They gave one example, Shmuel and Rabba Bo. Okay. Then the Gemara gives an example, dini nefoshes. Where do you have a machloikus between the Zaka Mamre and the Bez Nagadol that we would be familiar with in the area of dini nefoshes? That could possibly lead up to a Dovah Shez Donakoris and Shigos Achatos. The Gemara says, for example, Plukta de Rebbe Rabbanon. There is a Machloikus HaTanoim. How do you read the Pasuk? It says in Parshas Mishpatim, in the middle of the Parsha of the Mevelodis, Ki Notz La'Noshim V'Nokfu Isha Hora, two men are fighting with each other, and then they bump into a pregnant woman and she loses the pregnancy. So it says, In Lo Ye Oson, if the woman doesn't get killed, then you have to pay the Mevelodis. If the woman gets killed, if the only one who got killed was the Uber, so killing an Uber is an Aveir, but there's not, abortion is an Aveir, but there's no Chiyuv Mises Bezin on that. and Mimela is not going to become Levita Rabbinic. It won't part from Tashlumi Mamet. But it mustn't yeah. But if the woman gets killed, she's already a Yolud, she was born already. Then it says, Menasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So that's a Machlek Satanai. What does that mean? Menasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. It's Niskavan Lahara Gazeh, Lahara Gazeh. The Natsman Roshim is Benitsu, Shet Misa Kosmadav. They're fighting with each other, trying to kill each other. And then by accident, instead of killing the other man, he goes and he kills the Isha. So one time it says the Chachamim the Reb Shimon hold that Niskaven Laargazev Hargazev is Chayv Misa. That's how the Rabbit Paskins, like the Chachamim Niskaven Laargazev Hargazev is Chayv Misa, and he interprets the pasuk. The Chachamim interpret Nesat and Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Kipshuto that it's a Misa's business. And but if you hold like Reb Shimon Niskaven Laar and Reb Shimon by Choy, the Tana Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, that Niskaven Laargazev Hargazev is not Chayv Misa, you cannot interpret Nesat and Nefesh Tachas Nefesh that it means you punish Misa's business. So Rebbe interprets the pasuk when a satan tachas nefesh, tachas nefesh means mamet, that you pay. Usually there's no koifer. If a human, if a person kills another person, sheki gemezit, there's no koifer. Koifer is a shah muat kills another. But if a person kills another person, there's no koifer. The Gemara dashes in koifer yushas olav aloya ha'adam, that a adam shaharges chavera never pays koifer. Koifer is only when a shah muat kills another. But here's an exception to the rule. You're not chayiv misa, but you have to pay like koifer. You have to pay the shavius of the person. How does he come off to say? How does Rebbe come off to say such a statement? Statement asata nefesh tachas nefesh, and the pasuk shot means that you give him the death penalty. How does Rebbe reinterpret the pasuk that it means moment? Because the verb benasata is used. It's an unusual verb benasata. So he said, oh, so he says, Nemar, Ato ima mamen, ena la nefesh mamish. How do I say such a thing? Do nasata nefesh tachas nefesh means that you pay koifer, that you pay mamen. So he explains, Nemar nesina la mailam, Nemar nesina la mamen. Mala halam a mamen. It says, in, by paying koifer, it says, aloshim. Rashi quotes, when it says, Shmois kafal ha Rashi, so it says, when you pay koifer, shtei benosan biflilim. You pay the koifer. So the verb, that's in the same parsha. This is in the parsha of the Mei Lotus. So the verb, benosam b'filivim nisina, is used in connection with paying mamon. Dabar nita miyad liyad. So here also, ma'ala halon mamon, afkan mamon. Here too, when it says, benosata nefesh, tachas nefesh, means you pay koifer nefesh, tachas ha nefesh. Ahorik es chavero v'shoigeg, with his kavan v'arik, zeh v'arik, zeh. So the halacha says that he pays koifer. So what has this got to do with Dovish and Stana Koris v'shigigas achatos? The Rashi and the Rambam write the same thing. Someone won this kavan l'argazeh, the hargazeh, and then they went to the Bezin, and the Bezin paskens like Rebbe that he has to pay the koifer, and the fellow is walking about, he said, I've never heard of such a thing, I learned in yeshiva that Adam shargaz chaver never pays any koifer, so he doesn't want to pay. He wants to go consult some other rabbi. The other guy says, I'm not interested in your consultation. He grabs the amount of money from the one, the Bezin paskens, he has to pay. He grabs the money, he goes and he takes the money, he's mekadosh and isha. See, if the din is like Rebbe, so the kedushin achal. If the din is not like Rebbe, so it's a mekadosh begezel, so the kedushin is not chal. So whenever you have a machlokes, whether someone is entitled to money or not, it can always lead up, there's always a possibility that it can lead up to a dovish as zanakoris, which is gosh achatos, if a goal be mekadosh and isha with that money. That's under debate, whether he's entitled to it or not. Yeah, the Gemara should have given, the Gemara never gives that example. The Gemara never gives that example. The Rishonim gives such examples. But the Gemara never gives it. The Gemara does give. The Gemara does give. In the first paragraph in Chagiga, the Gemara comments on the Pasuk in the end of, by Maimon HaSinai. It says, by Yizbuchu Zvachim Shlomim, by Yalu Oilois. I forgot, by the Velats. Yeah. The Gemara has a suffix, whether it was Purim or Kvasim, they're not sure. It says, by, I forgot about it in Chumash, it says one of them was, it's one type of a behemah, the oilers with the shlomim. One of them was one type of behemah, and the other carbon doesn't say what type of a behemah it was, whether it's a kevis or Purim. So the Gemara has Mesupik in Chagiga, what type of a behemah was it? The Mai Nafkamina. So one Nafkamina the Gemara gives in Chagiga in the first parak is for the truck. If that behemah goes on both, so the trump should be in such a way that the word of the description of the behemah should go both on the shlomim and on the oilus. And if it only goes on one carbon, not on the other, so the trump should be with a mafsik. It shouldn't be a hemshah. And the other nafkamina the Gemara gives is the nafkamina a man takes a neder harayalai to bring a korban oila shekriving sol bamidbar. So what kind of an oila was it? Was it kvasim? Was it parim? So that's basically the nafkamina that the rishonim always give. And everything Gemara has a machlekes. So what could be a shaila if that's something that's not megi alach lemaisa? So the rishonim say hilchus of the mashiach ma'ida habi habi. Well, why does the Gemara raise an issue if it's not relevant to Allah? So they say it is relevant. If a man will be Mekadosh and Nisa, Manas, that is like this and not like that. So everything can lead up, yeah? But if the Gemara wanted to give up some more, even the Rabbanans also. Even the Rabbanans can also be like that. Yeah? Rather, that's a Machloikas. That's a Machloikas, the Rambam and the Ramban. What if the Zalkan Mamre is Mechulik with the Bez Na'arodol and Adin the Rabbanan? With the Diyadin of Zalkan Mamre. So the Rambam writes, yes. That's famous in the Sefer HaMitzvos LaHaRambam. So the Rambam gives you the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvos. Second half of Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam lists off what he considers are the Taryag Mitzvos. Which are the Mitzvos? Which are the first? He starts the Ramach Mitzvos, and then he has the Shin Samachay Mitzvos Loses. But before he gets to the second half, the actual counting, he gives you all the 14 Sharoshim, the 14 Kololim. What qualifies as a mitzvah, what belongs and what doesn't belong, whether it should be counted once or many times. So he starts, the first klal is, you only count mitzvahs derai, so you don't count mitzvahs derabbanan. Okay, so the Tariq mitzvahs, nemelon and Moshe Misina, 613 mitzvahs were given to Moshe Rabbein. And the mitzvahs derabbanan had lokas neris chanik, and they can be given, was not given to Moshe Rabbein Hasina. Easy enough. Then the Rambam goes a whole arichas. The Ramban agrees with the Rambam. The Rambam goes a whole arichas though, he's machriach why it has to be. Because he says all the dinim derabanan are included in lois asur, and kuchal sheyor eschan. However, it says there kuchal sheyor rucha. Everything is included. All the dinim derabanan become a din deraisa, and it all falls under that category. So you don't have to count the mitzvah derabanan separately. All the dinim derabanan are already included in that mitzvah of lois asur. He quotes a gemara. The gemara says kol midi derabanan lois asur has mechul rabanan. That's what the Gemara says. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and he says, what do you mean? Din the Rabbanan is the Rabbanan. Din the Rabbanan is not the Raisa. The Rambam sounds like he says, all the Din of the Rabbanan are not the Raisa. It's very unclear. What are they fighting about with it? Din of the Rabbanan become the Raisa and not the Raisa. It's very unclear. So the bottom line, the only Nafkimina Laloch and the whole Machlex in the Rambam and the Ramban is one thing the Ramban says, Zaka Mamre. Do you become a Zaka Mamre if you disagree with the Bez Na'arodol regarding the Din the Rabbanan? So the Rambam writes explicitly, yes. The Rambam gives a marshal that an erev Pesach before, after Chatzos, chometz is also b'achila b'hano. The last hour before Chatzos, shor shishis, is the last hour before Chatzos from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock in the afternoon, erev Pesach. So the chometz is also with the Rabbanan b'achila b'hano. The hour before the last hour, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, the chometz is also b'achila and muta b'hano. When the chometz is also b'hano, and a man is mekadosh and isha with the chometz, Gemara says Zayin Mekudeshes. Lo Mitvoy if he's Mekadosh and Isha after Chatzos, when it's also Banam and Atare, even if he Mekadosh Bishor Shishes, is also it's also Banam and the Rabbanan said the Kiddush and Anachal. He Mekadosh and Isha Bishor Hamishes, the hour before Shor Shishes, so it's only also Bachila Muta Banam, so the Kiddush will be Toxin, it will be Shavu Putin. So the Rambam writes, what if the Bez Na'arodol doesn't hold like that? Bez Na'arodol holds that even Bishor Shishes is Muta Banam. Or they hold Bishor Hamishis, it's also Bano. Or the Bez Na'arodol says the din correctly, and the Zalkan Mamre holds Taker. Zalkan Mamre holds that Bishor Shishis, Muta Bano, Bishor Hamishis, also Bano, whatever. So he says, Chapta Rav Kemina, whether the woman is Mekudeshes or Reina Mekudeshes, so even though they're fighting regarding a din de Rabbanon, nonetheless, a din de Rabbanon is also included in the love of Loisosa. You're not allowed to paskin against the Bez Na'arodol and a din de Rabbanon. That's what the Rambam wrote in Shorash Avim, that's what he repeats in Hilchas Mamrim. When he's quoting this whole long Perek, when he quotes this whole Blat Gemara, so he gives that as a mashal. Even a Din Derabbanan can also become a Zaken Mamre. The Ramban in the Hastokas on the Sefer HaMitzvah, Shorash Aleph, quotes that Rambam and he says no, that the Gemara's Loshen in Brochus Tavkof was Kol Nida Derabbanan, Alois, all the Dinam Derabbanan, As Mechinu Akrod de Loisosa. It's an Asmachta, it's not really included in Loisosa. True, there was one opinion like that in Bamei Mavlikim, and the Gemara says that when you're about to bench Chanukah, when you're about to light Neris Chanukah, so you say, Brocha, Shekidishonu, Ben Mitzvahs, Ben Tzivonu, Rav Degner Shachanik, the Gemara says, Ve'echem Tzivonu, first the Gemara says, Lo'isosa, then the Gemara backs out and says, not based on Lo'isosa, it's based on Shalav Yichel V'yageitcha. The Ramban says, yeah, there was such an opinion, but the Gemara backs out from that, and we followed the second opinion. Bohara, how do you know the Gemara backed out? Because the Gemara brachas that the Rambam quoted, he says that Gemara brachas at the Ufta against the Rambam. So the Gemara says, Aloi Sosar Asmechina Rabbanon, called Midi de Rabbanon, Asmechina Aloi Sosar. So you see, it's only an Asmachta. It's not that it's really included in Loi Sosar. So the Ramban himself writes, the only issue, Halacha Lamaisa, that he's disagreeing with the Rambam, whether all Dinim de Rabbanon are included in Loi Sosar or not. What's an Afkamina? We know you have to observe the Dinim de Rabbanon. We know that Speka de Rabbanon Lakula, and Speka de Raisa Lukhumin, there are many differences between the Raisa and Rabbanon. But the Rambam is going to deny that there is the Ramban that goes on and on and on, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs to demonstrate that Dinim de Rabbanon are more called than Dinim de Raisa. Well, the Rambam forgot all the Dinim. Of course the Rambam agrees with everything. So what are they fighting about? Whether Dinim de Rabbanon are their Raisa or not? So the only Nafkamina is this one Nafkamina, whether the Zaka Mamre is Chayv Misa, if he's disagreeing with the Bez Nagonal and the Dinim Rabbanon. So the Rambam writes the Feirush yes, and the Ramban quotes the Rambam. The Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs quotes the Rambam from the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs doesn't say any Nafkamina, but the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Mamre, writes like that. The Ramban quotes it, and he says that's what he has up his sleeve. He disagrees. He says it's not true. There is no Lois Sosa goes, if you're not sure how to like tzul, you're not sure how to keep Shabbos, you're not sure, you have a suffix, how to observe a din deraisa. It says you have to go ask the Bez Nagoro and Lois Sosa on a din deraisa when you're not sure. But if it's a din derabbanon, what do you mean you're not sure? Keep on. There is no din derabbanon. The Bez Nagoro is inventing a din derabbanon. So he says they have a right to invent, but that's not included in the parashah Kitolim Chadol Amishpat. So the Ramban Tainis, that's not. There's no loisasa deraisa on that. That's only as an asmachta we say that it's loisasa. So that'll be an afkamina ledina. Yeah, that's the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. Whether you have a chiyuv zaka mamre on a din derabbanon. The Gemara never has it explicitly. Then the Gemara continues dini makas. Where can you have a machlokes between the Zok and Mamre and the Bez Nagadol in the area of Malkus where it could possibly lead up to Dovish has done, of course, with Shivas Achatos? The Gemara says, Beplukta de Rebbe Shmuel v'Rabbanim, the Snan, the first Mishnah, in the opening Mishnah of Sanhedrin, that there is a machlokes satanayim, how much of a bezin do you require to administer Malkus? The Rebbe Shmuel holds Malkus b'makam nisayim, that is, just like the Nefoshes require a bezin of 23, so if the Malkus requires a Bezna of 23. And we don't pass on like Rabbi Shmuel, we pass on Bezna of 3 is sufficient to administer Malkus. So let's say they'll have a Bezna of 3, and they'll pass him that he ate Chazer, the Malkabalaitis, they pass him given the Malkus, and then he says, what did you do? You gave me Malkus, Shaloi Kedin. You're not allowed to give Malkus unless you have a Bezna of 23. And he gets his rabbi, either the Bezna of Gadol sides with him, or the Zakamami side, somebody sides with him and says, you have no right to give him Malkus. So he says, you guys gave me Malkus, I'm going to make you pay. You beat me up, Shaloi Kedin. So they have to pay. Nezik Tzari Yipri Shevis and Boishas. Achadol Bachaveru, Shaloi Kedin. You can't just give Malkus without a Psak Din. Let's say someone is Mechal Shabbos and he deserves Skila. So you have to have a Bez Din, has to make a Gmar Din, and then you give the Skila. You can't just go over and give him Skila. So Malkus also, you can't just run and give the guy Malkus, even though he really deserves a Malkus. Bez Din has to make a Gmar Din first, and then you administer the Malkus, and Malkus has to be the Pilah Shofa is called the Fanov, Kedei Rishos V'Nifma, has to be in the presence of the Bezin. Malkus has to be in the presence of the Bezin. So if a Bezin of 3 administered Malkus, and the one who got the Malkus is screaming bloody murder, they had no right to do that, and he goes and he says, I'm gonna make you pay for this, Nezik Tzari B'Shevis and Boshes, and he grips, and his rabbi, either his rabbi or the Bezin HaGadol, whoever, someone is on his side, they pass him that this Bezin of 3 wise guys, they have no right, it's only a Bezin of 23. And he goes and he's taifas from them. He says, you owe me nezik tzari peshevis of Persian. For that, you don't need a gmar din for that. If they really owe, they owe. You need a gmar din to determine how much he owes. But he's going to grab $10 for sure. They owe more than $10. They beat him up. He's incapacitated for a week. He can't go to work. So for sure they owe him at least $10. They grab, let's say, $10, and the rest will have to be determined by a bezin, how much they owe him for the nezik tzari peshevis of Persian. He goes in his Mekadosh and Isha with the $10. Then someone else goes in Mekadosh the same Isha. So his Kiddushin Chal or his Kiddushin Not Chal, the second Kiddushin Chal. So if you hold Malkus Begimel, so they had a right to give him the Malkus. They constituted a legitimate Bezin, they gave him the Malkus, and then Not Chal Nezik Tzari B'Shevis and Boshes. And if you hold Malkus as Lechav Gimel, the whole thing was Shaloi Kedin. So they have to pay Taka Nezik Tzari B'Shevis and Boshes. That's how Rashi explains the Pshat. That's the Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim. Makas be Gimel, that's how we paskin. Malkas can be administered with a Bezna Gimel. Shem Rabbi Shmuel Lomer Bechav Gimel. Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is that you need Chav Gimel.
Then,
Medina de Gami, sometimes Grama ben Ezekin is Patah. But Gami is Chayim. So probably would be a Dina de Gami. If the Bezdin tells the Shliya Bezdin, we passed him that you should give him Malkus. So it's not the fault of the Shliya Bezdin. It's Medina de Gami, the one who's giving him the instructions, would be Chayim. Gami, we passed him as only with the Rabbanon, though. You know, the Bezdin would not be Chayim. It would be the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon would be Chayim.
Yeah.
Dini Mominus, the Ran explains why. Dini Mominus is a klal, all of our raya. If someone is muchzak on the moment, he has a right to hold on to the moment until you have a raya limpet to take it away from him. Whenever there's a suffik holdahu, you have no right to take it. Not long ago, if you have a suffik ashok or 50-50, but even if you have a suffik, even if you have a roiv, we pass him like Shmuel, Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, we pass him, ein hochma mamon achar a roiv. You can't be moitzi mamon based on a roiv. So let's say the Bezdin originally passed him, that didn't turn between Reuben and Shimon. They passed him that Reuben is entitled. So they make Shimon pays the money. Then the Bezdin chapsach later on, they made a mistake. The chapsach they made a mistake, they changed their mind, but the psak the first time was a legitimate psak. Unless it's toibet ramish, the mamish an error. But it's only toib shikol adam. Then the Chiddush and Ran explains earlier on Lamed Gimel, the fellow who wanted the Torah the first time, who has the money in his pocket, he's not a muchzok. So he says, don't tell me, Amaisa, that you back out from your psak and I have to surrender the money. I'm muchzok now on the money. I hold kimli, I hold like the first psak. If they back out because the first psak was mamish toy b'dvar mishnah, so there's no kimli, there's nothing to follow zachan. It's legamri wrong. But if the first psak was not as a toy b'shikol adas, they were entitled to their opinion, but that's not the generally accepted opinion. So then the baldin who won the Torah the first time says, I'm muksa, can I hold like the first psak? So how can you prove to me that your second psak is better than the first? You hold is better. I hold the first psak is better than the second. Yeah, but that's only a din by mominus. There's a din of kimli because muksa. By malkus, there's no such din. So by malkus, even if they would make, it doesn't make a difference, a toy b'shikol adas, toy b'dvar mishnah, a mistake is a mistake. So whoever was Chayvel would have to pay. Chayvel b'chaverah pays nezek tzarik b'shevis and boishas. At boishas you don't pay unless niskavein levayesh or niskavein lachvon. But if he thought he's doing the right thing, so that's out of the question. The boishas he wouldn't have to pay. Yeah, but stomach he to do something improper. Boishas is considered an einish. That's the Mishnah in Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Zayin, quotes the Machlokes of Yudah Nechachamim, where the Suma Shediyesh is Chai Vafata. So the Gemara has two versions regarding what we discussed it here. We discussed it recently. So we pass, Rabbi Yudah holds that the Suma Shediyesh is Pata. So the Gemara has two versions of what Rabbi Yudah says. So one version of Rabbi Yudah holds Suma is Pata Mikol HaMitzvahs HaMuris Bater. He's Pata from Allah Mitzvahs. Pata from Kiddush and Abdullah and everything. The Suma Shadish is passed from everything. That's the other version of the Gemara, that the Rambam does not pass him like that. So the Rambam passed him that a Suma Shadish is passed. The Rambam passed him like Rabbi Yudah, but he restricts it. A Suma is passed from Misa, if he's Mechal Shabbos or Oved Avodah Zarah or whatever. He's passed from Golus, he's passed from Malkus, and he's passed from Boishas. All of these things that are onshin. Whatever's an oinus, the Suma is passed. That's the other version of Rabbi Yudah. There are two versions of what Rabbi Yudah said. So the Rambam Paschim is like the smaller version, not the Bongan Avon quotes the Ras Amishanim of Paschim like the larger version of Rabbi Yudah. That as soon as Pasim become a mitzvah, Samuel is Batur. Bongan Avon and Hilchus Kriyashma quotes that there is a minority opinion in the Rishonim that as soon as Pasim become a mitzvah. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. With Paschim, Summa is Chai Bechol HaMitzvahs Menat Torah. The only thing he's Pata from are the Yonshin. So an Einish of Boishas is an Einish. You only make an Einish if he did something wrong. If he wasn't even the scum to do anything wrong, then you don't make him pay the boishas lachar. Boishas he wouldn't have to pay. The nezek yichai beim shoygik beim mezek beim eres beim rotzen. The tzarif yishevus, the Gemara says in Baba Kam, the end of the second paragraph, after the second paragraph, you have to have a shtikl pshia there. So it depends, was there a shtikl pshia or not? If there was a bit of a pshia, then you'd be chayv on tzar between shevet. No pshia at all. Then you'd only be chayv on the nezik. You wouldn't be chayv on the other three. Yeah, those are details about when have a right to back out, and the Balbina won the first time, can't say Mukhsa Kimli. Yeah, that's only by Mammon. When did they have a right to back out and insist that he should surrender the money that he won the first time in the Dintara, and he can't pull the stunt and say, I'm Mukhzak and I don't want to surrender. So the Gemara says that at one juncture in the Gemara says if they're Mumchim, then he has to believe him when they back out. If they're not Mumchim, he doesn't have to believe him on the Chazor. He can say maybe he's making a mistake the second time. Reza can make a mistake, who says that the first time was a mistake, maybe the second time is a mistake. But if they're Mumchim, he has to believe. So that's what the Gemara suggests. You can have a machloikis, the Zaka Mamre, and the Bez Nagoral that can lead up to Zdobash, Zdona Kors, Vishikos Achatos. In the case of Malkis, this kind of a case, where the Malkis, you can have many cases, where the Malkis is the Gimel of a Chav Gimel, if they don't minister the Malkis is the Gimel, according to half of the opinions, according to some Tanaim, it was in Gansan Shaloi Kedin, and the Chayb to pay, Mitam Chav of Mahaber, at least Nezik will have to pay some. What can you have, then it said in the Brice, So the Brice said, it does make a difference what kind of nega. Nega tzaras, whether tzaras, odom or tzaras, batim or tzaras, begodim. You can have a machlekes nizokamam in any one of the areas. So what could it possibly be a machlekes atana? There are millions of machlekes. The Gemara chaps on one example. So the Gemara says, nege batim, nege begodim, and nege odom. So the Gemara says, what could it possibly be? So the Gemara, by Nige Adam, it'll be the following. For example, the Pluk to the Rebbe Shul of Rabbanon, it's not. There is a famous Machloike Satanai. In Baharis, this is famous because of the Gemara in Bov Metzia and Daf Peivov, and Manalov tells the whole story. That who is the Mumche, who is the world's greatest expert in the days of Rabba, Bar Nachmeni, who is the world's greatest expert in Hilchas Tzaras? The Gemara says, Rabba Bar Nachmeni. What's an Afkanina? There was once that machlokes in the Bezon Shalmaila. What's the din in this case? The machlokes Hatanoim said there's the machlokes in Bezon Shalmaila what the halach is. So the whole Bezon Shalmaila said one way, and the Rabbani Shalom said taker. So they consulted Rabbi Banachmeni, what did he say? So he also said like the Rabbani Shalom. Why'd they consult Rabbi Banachmeni? So the Gemara says, Ben Bamatsi, he was the world's greatest expert. And then the Rambam goes and paskins against the Rabbani Shalom and against Rabbi Banachmeni. So the Kesef Mishnah says, what's going on? How can he paskin against the Rebbe Shalom? So you say, Loi Bashamayim. Okay, how can he paskin against Rabbi Banachmeni, the world's greatest expert? That's why they sent Man Leichach. When the Rebbe Shalom was fighting with the Bezon Shalmaila, so they said, who's going to, we can't be Machlim, we have to ask a boss of Adam. So they said, you're going to ask Rabbi Banachmeni. The Rambam passing against Rabbi Banachmeni also, what's going on? So the Kesef Mishnah says, the Gemara says he died right after, this is right before. So the Kesef Mishnah says he had 1 foot out already, he was halfway up in Oil of Lemes. So that's not called, that's already a violation of Lo Bashamayim also. That's how the Kesef Mishnah for reference the Rambam. A famous Rambam, that the Rambam paskins against the Rabbani Shalala and against the world's greatest expert, Rabbi, because he was about to die, so it doesn't count. Okay. What's he using? Oil of Emes. That should be the Emes of Tzai. So the Kesef Mishnah says no. If he's not fully alive in this world, it's a violation of Lo Bashamayim. So this is the famous Machlaikis that the Gemara says was the Bezna Shalmaila with the Rabbani Shalom. The din is, if a person has a negat saras, so the koyin, you have to have a koyin to paskin. Saras is the only tumor that doesn't happen by itself. Let's say a person is a zab, zava, nidi, a ledis. All the other tumors are naga. A person touches a dead mouse, he goes into oil amaze. A person becomes tummy, comes in contact with the tummy. You touch a person with the tummy, say right away, become tummy. It doesn't matter whether you have a koyin paskin, you don't have a koyin paskin. The only tumor that depends on psak hakoyin is the negat saras. You have to, even though you have a vadai, negat saras with absolutely all the simonim, kozman you don't have a koyin declare, so you're tohor. And let's say the koyin did declare that he's tummy. And then the whole negat saras got cured and it disappeared, mamish like brand new. Like nothing ever happened before, he remains tummy. So he goes through the procedure of being mitayer himself. Before he does the taharas hamitzvah, he's going to remain tummy. It all depends on the psak hakoyin in advance and the seder atahara in the end. So the pasuk has it in, if a person comes to the koyin with a negat saras, so first the koyin declares him as a metzora muzgar. That's a question. What does that mean, a Mitzora Muzga? Is Giras Hanega. How do you translate? So the usually you translate his Giras Hanega, the person who has the Nega has to sit in the house. That's how you usually translate. The tour on Chumash quotes his father, the Rosh, but his Giras Hanega means he puts a band-aid on top of the Nega, and the guy's walking around wherever he wants to go. His Giras Hanega, the Hezgir on the Nega. Okay. So Shaila, how do you translate the Pirush HaMilas? It never says explicitly in the Mishnah what it means, but his Giras Hanega. So the Mitzora Muzger has certain din. And when do we declare him as a Mitzora Muchlot? What has to happen that we declare him as a Vaday Tomei Mitzora Muchlot? So the Pasuk says, if you have any one of the three Simani Tumah, if you have either say a Lavan, or Michya, or Pisoyim. The say a Lavan means there was an Eged Saras for a couple of days. We know for sure there was an Eged Saras. And later on, there was hair growing in the Nega, and the hair turned white. That's called say a Lavan. If the Se'alovim was there before the Neged Saras developed, and the Saras develops around the Se'alovim, that is not a Simen Tumah. It's only Simen Tumah if it goes in this direction. First you have the Neged Saras, and then Se'alovim Neged Hafach Lovan, after it already had the Neged Saras caused the Se'al to turn white. The same is if you have Pisoyim. Pisoyim means the fellow has a Neged Saras, and it keeps on going, and it didn't go to the Kohen, it didn't think of it. He doesn't come to the Kohen. Then it keeps on growing bigger. He gets nervous, then he goes to the Kohen. So the Kohen says, okay, his Giras Hanega. He puts a band-aid, whatever, he puts him away in the house, and then he marks down how much, he marks on his skin, whatever, he takes a photograph to remember exactly how much, what size the Negat Saras was. Then he comes back after a week, it's exactly the same size. It kept on growing before. From week to week to week, it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That's not called pisoyim. Pisoyim means if it spreads. Fasas hanega after the kohen was mazgir. After the kohen is mazgir, so then if it's possible, if there'll be pisoyim after the hezger, then it'll become tomei. Then the pisoyim is a simitum. The pisoyim that happened before the hezger kohen doesn't count. And then the third thing that's metame is michyo. Michyo basachai basais. You have, let's say, a person has a normal skin color, and then he develops a Negev Saras in such a funny way, in a circular shape. So inside the circle, he has a big, gigantic section with his normal skin coloration. And around this, you have the Negev Saras. So that's called Basachai, Michyas Basachai. So Michya is a Simen Tumah also. Michya is a Simen Tumah even if it's from day number one. You don't have to have Michya Davke after the, I think so. I think Mishnah says it like that. You don't need that the Michya should develop after the Hezger. The Kohen looks at it the first time and he sees right away. There's Negev Saras around and around. In the middle of the Negev Saras is normal skin color. So he declares it right away. You are a Mitzora Muchla. He doesn't have to go one step at a time. First to make him into a Muzga, then to make him into a Muchla. Right away, Ve'ata Muchla. So those are the Dinim Mechumash. That you, first you make a Muzgar, and then you see what will be at the end of the week. The Kohen looks as if he's saying, as they say, Alovan, is the Michya. So what happens if you're not sure whether the Se'a Lovan preceded the Michya, or you're not sure whether the Se'a Lovan preceded the Negat Saras, or the Negat Saras preceded the Se'a Lovan? If the Negat Saras came first, and then the Saras caused the hair to turn white, then it's a Simen Tumah. Then you machle it based on that. If the hair was already white before the Negat Saras developed, then it doesn't count as a Simen Tumah. So what's the din if one is not sure? So the Mishnah has a machlokes hataran. This was the machlokes, the Rabbanu Shel Olam and the Bezon Shomayim. This was the machlokes. In Baharis Kadam L'Sei Alovan, Tomei. In Sei Alovan Kadam L'Baharis, then it's going to be Tahor. What if you're not, that everybody agrees to. That's not a machlokes. Now goes the machlokes. What if it's a safek? You're not sure whether the Se'a Lovan preceded the Negat Saras, or the Negat Saras preceded the Se'a Lovan. So that's the machlokes at Tanoim. On the first white line, on Pei Zayin, on the days, that's the machlokes. Safek, if it's safek, Zek Kodam, safek, Zek Kodam, so it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua against the other Chachamim. So the Chachamim, it sounds like it's Yochid Verab. So the Rambam passing is Yochid Verab, Malachi Kirab. So the Rambam passed in Sofek, Tomei. You have to go to Chumrah. And Rabbi Shua disagrees. Rabbi Shua, Omer, Keiho. It's unclear what the word Keiho means. My Keiho, Amarava, Keiho, the Tohar. Sure. So Rabbi Shua disagrees. You don't know whether Rabbi Shua is commenting on the Tanakhama or he's disagreeing. That's a kasha. All the Rishonim asked that. How can we have? How do you deal with any suffix? All the Rishonim asked that on Nazir, and they asked it on the Mishnais. How do you deal with any suffix? So we have three different cases. Like, rather, in this parsha, it says, "Kifan lechadav la mishpat bein dam ledam bein din ledid bein neger lenegas." So now there is Elio, written by the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon. They wrote over the Urim of the Groh. So they write, "Kan kila hatorah kol gimel chelke hatorah." This phrase in the pasuk, the Torah is telling us that there are three areas of halacha. There's dam ledam is one area. That's isa the hetter. Bein din ledin is din amaminis, and bein neger lenegas is tumah v'tara. These are the three areas of halacha. You have tumah, and you have isura, and you have amayna. These are the three areas. The Gemara has klolim that isa mitumah lo yafinon. The Gemara has Mamayna mi Yisura lo yafina. Within the area of Mamanis, you learn at Midin Echad l'chaveru. Within the area of Yisrahet, you learn at Midin Echad l'chaveru. Tumah v'tara, you also learn Midin Echad l'chaveru. But you can't learn from one area to the halacha. Yisra mi Tumah lo yafina, Mamayna mi Yisura lo yafina. These are the three areas. These are three areas. Each one has a different way how to pass in the Makam Sofik. If you have a Sofik deraisa in Yisrahet, a Sofik Yisura l'chumer. Unless you have a Svek Svek or l'kula. If you have a Sofik Mamayna, Faket, Sofik Mamayna Lakula, Moitz Mechalei Alarai. You don't say Sofik Mamayna Lachumer, Sofik Mamayna Lakula, the Mukhsak Wind. And if you have a Sofik Tumah V'Tara, it's in Gansan, neither. It's not Lachumer, it's not Lakula. Sofik Tumah, so if it's Bishus HaYochid, it's Sveik HaTomi, and if it's Bishus HaRabim, it's Sveik HaTorah. So what's up all of a sudden over here, everybody forgot to all the dinim that Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid, Sveik HaTomi, Sofik Tumah Bishus HaRabim, Sveik HaTorah. So how come there's a new machlekes over here? So Tesis on the first daf in Nida deals with this a little bit, and in other mesichtes as well. So Tesis in Bava Kama, the first paragraph is Tesis in Bava Kama. The one opinion in Tesis on the first daf in Nida is that those rules of Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid versus Bishus HaRam, that only applies to Tumas Mago. When there's a Dovah Tumah here, let's say there's a mace, or there's a dead mouse, there's a sheretz, and it's a Sofik if I touched it or not. Or there's an availer, there's a suffix if I did masa or not, suffix if I did ohel. So the tumah exists, and the shaila is whether I came in contact with the tumah, so that's called a suffix tumah. The tumah is there, it's a suffix whether I came in contact with it. So then, b'shus hayoch et svekatam, b'shus ram et svekatar. What if it's a suffix tumah hayotzala migufoy? It's a suffix regarding the hisavas ha-tumah. Is there any tumah or not? The woman is not sure if she's a yoledes, she's not sure if she had a baby. Or so she's not sure whether it's an aphel. It clearly wasn't a live baby. Was it an aphel or was it something else? Was it a shem aruach ipila? Or let's say a person is mesupik if he or she became a zavzava. Something like that. Or a mitzora. So it's not that there is tumah and it's a sofik whether I came in contact with the tumah. It's a sofik if there is tumah in the first place. So that's one day in Tais. That's not called sofik tumah. That's not called sofik tumah. That's one opinion in Tais. The other day in Taisa, the big machlekes of Hashem, the other day in Taisa, that's not true. That Sofik Tumah, Bishus HaYochid, Lechumer, Bishus HaRabim, Lekula, applies both to Tumas Maga and to Tumas Riya. The Tumah Yotzal and Gufa are the same thing. But the one exception to the rule is Mitzayra. Saras, for sure, it doesn't apply. That's the Marsho and the first Perik in Chulin. On the Taisa there, the Gemara says, Mino HaMilse, the Gemara in Taf Yud asks in Chulim, Mino HaMilse Dam Rachmona Zil Basa Chazok. How do you know, where does it say in the Chulim, that you follow Chazok, a status quo, that if you establish what this matzav is yesterday, and today we don't know whether it changed or not, but the din is Yishtalav Chazok, whatever it was yesterday, you assume that it didn't change, unless you know the Vada that it changed. So the Gemara says, how do you know that that's true? The Gemara learns it out from Bais HaMenugo. That the Kohen walks inside the house and he sees there's an Ega Tzaras Bikiras Habayis, the Gemara is soon going to quote it, and it has to have a Kigris, it has to have a minimum size. And then it says, L'chumish, the Kohen walks out of the house to his Giras Habayis, he closes the door, and then he declares, this house is a Muzgar. His Giras Habayis means he walks out, he closes Yotzal Michutz Labayis, and he declares the Bayis is a Muzgar. So how does he know that at the time that he's making the declaration that it still has the Shir Kigris? Maybe had a shir kigris and the shir shrank. Maybe it disappeared by the time he goes to Paskin. And if he Paskin's muzgor on a bais that has less than a gris, so the hezgir is not chal. So how do you know that you have to observe the laws of tumah? Maybe it shrank in between, in the 2 minutes that it took the coin to walk out, when he stopped looking at the nega. So the Gemara says, Arai, that you shtalach chazok. So Tosfos spek takasha, why don't you say sofik tumah mishus hayochid, spek atomi? Tosfos in chulin. Taisa says, you see from this pasuk, you see from this whole discussion in the Gemara, that it doesn't apply to Mitzvah. So that's what the Marsha points out on that Taisa, on Daf Yud, on Daf Yud Aleph, in the first parak in Chulin, that even if you'll hold like the opinion in the other Taisa, and that even by Sofik Tumas Riyah, Sofik Tuma Yotzal Amigufa, the rules and regulations also apply, that Sofik Tuma Vishisayachet Svekatomei, Vishisaram Svekatoha, but Tumas Saras, for sure not. Why Manishtana, why is Tumas Saras different from all the other Tumas? So that's what there's a Sefer Mein Aftoyach. And it's a running commentary on the Hakdomas HaRambam to Taharos. But one of the Gdolim in Europe. So the Mein Aftoyach quotes this Marsha. So he explains what it's all about. He says that by Tumas Saras, the Tumas isn't Chal automatically. You have to have a coin, has to pass Kintomei. Or if it became Tomei, even if the tumah disappeared, you have to go through the procedures to be mitairin. It never happens by itself. It's unlike all the other tumahs. Every other tumah happens memela. The person becomes Tomei memela, then he falls into mikvah later on, it'll become Torah memela. If the tumah goes away, it'll become Torah memela. The only time you have to have dafke, psak of the coin, is by tumah saras. So if you have a suffix on tumah saras, that's not called a suffix tumah, because the two alternatives are not Tomei or Tahar. The two alternatives are Tohar or Tohar. Is he Tohar and there's a mitzvah on the coin to declare that he's Tomei? Or is he Tohar and there's no mitzvah on the coin, on the part of the coin to declare that he's Tomei? But the only time it's called the Sufik Tumah is if the two Tzdari HaSufik are, is he Tomei or is he Tohar? But if the two Tzdari are, is he Tohar or is he Tohar? Is he Tohar with a mitzvah on the part of the coin to declare him as Tomei? Or there's no mitzvah on the part? So that's a Sufik mitzvah. That's not called the Sufik Tumah. That's Beferish, that by Tumas Saras for sure, the Kalali Hapsak of Safik Tumah Bishu Sayachad versus Bishu Saras for sure do not apply. That's for holidays. And there's even a big day, half of the Rishayim, half of the Bali Ataisis is extended, and they hold not only by Tumas Saras, by all Tumah Yotzal Megufa, by Zab Zab and Nidhi Yoledis and Mitzurah, all five, and Tumah Yotzal Megufa. So that whole category of Tumah Yotzal Megufa, Tumas Riya, the Kalali of Bishu Sayachad, Bishu Saras don't apply. Here's a machleikah satanoi. Here's a machleikah satanoi. If you have a sofik zekodam, sofik zekodam, so how do you pass them? So Rabbi Shua disagrees with the Tanakhama and he holds Tohar. That the coin.
Shimcha mikus matzi et nana plasik yom chametas. Is ish yom in ahal kam. Min marach matzah. Si ya, hake lebe min marach matzah. Marach matzah. Riech ez ye rach zesi vidop. Vidal vid min ahal kit. Min ahal vidop zogres. Min ahal kin mech yibish zesi zesi vidop. Ya, hake lebe shim gin masi et vidop zogres. Awof ok yin mech. Yibish it mil lefak mitzin azesi yom. Ah, crack, zin azesi, azesi, syrup a bit. שיוח נדת זכות חירם, אנחנו לא פסיק על חמה זה, זה כנאי איך מורי. כנאי איך מורי זה שימוך הזה. שיוח נדת מוי, זה אולי ליה בולים, אנחנו יאה, לא וקרה, זה סנסר אף בכלל. יש לי שמעת כאן. You know, but my men are fit, this I know she is. It's so far. She is good. And you know, she knows, she knows, she knows, she knows. No, but first, yeah, you need to be busy in it. Yeah, well, correct. That's the animal that I've been on with him. But what is his name? That is his nephew. The Shema Chum says, in it. Hurry, you do Shema, hurry. So, again, that's the end of the fleet. You tell him, let's have this. Yeah, well, correct. Yes, he's broken. Right? Because on the mush, push up the clip of a shoe, I can serve the going live. The truth, again, that's the end of the fleet. The end of the fleet. Yeah, a lot of mud, yes, he did that. Like, so on a mush, no man. I saw the seal put on the shooting, and in the Karen, if I deserve to, and in the Karen. So, see, I think I'm saying, I'm a status. Sell, help, you should wish this, okay, this, no, I'm not, I'm going to be out getting a bit of it. You know, I'm sell, help, you should wish this, okay, it's such. Yeah, no, you're going to be fat, yes, it's a bit, and then don't stop, so I see now, I'm going to be fat. I'm going to be fat, 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 I'm going to Yes, I'm happy. It's and I'm going to try to roam again. And I guess I'm roam again. Or if it's me, I guess it's a Russian. It's a Russian. I would even deal with all of it. I'm not 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 it.
I'm going to go to the house. 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 I'm going to go to the house
And we have the Tachanger between the Ufen and Gili. The Ufen and Gishna Mahni left in that door, Zerfet, Pazor, Zerfet, in the air, or you will lose the Tach. So she went like this, that resolved sich. The Tach said, near the Bagger of Bakari, the Girl of Rora and the Yon Nitlam, but you know, if it's again the Zot, there's no Uvik to Tach. Or you will lose the Tach, as a gift, just as a Uvik to Tach, as a gift, just as it is. So Tach and Akdom. So Tach, Tom, so Tach, as a Gigish. So Tach, as a Gigish, if you're a Kinaz, you should lodge the machine and I love and said to the few because if the scene got him as your man because it's the same he entered the villain and skin out there on the wall he's not a man that is the end but that he charged the fish to see us push ness in the nose zero clearly she looks as soon as I said that the name not since her that it showed in also hidden see how he charged the look of the rift he are really cool but to see us but he charged in the marriage of new kisses this is yet zero clearly she didn't also hidden he charged in the assist car my marriage nur liebes Fansortier, das ist mir auch bei meinen Dorfes noch mit der Weg. Aus dem Opa sei ein Rolanden, so die ist die Rede, das soll man machen. Aus dem Opa nicht auch hier, wo sie ein Herz, und ich frage es nach dem Namen, sei Luft, die nicht kennst, die hier was. Grüß von den Rösen, sind Höhle auf alle Sachen. Ich weiß nicht, die Mädel durchgehend. Ich bin nicht fest, wie lange sie wollen, ich muss mir noch, ja, das war fast in den Treppen, in den Schiffen, die ich gesehen habe, die sie herumgeht. Ein Viertel, das ist echt, das ist echt, das ist so, sie herumgeht, ja. Ja. Ich weiß noch, Dinge nicht, ich weiß noch, ich liebe sie, nein, ich muss eben gar nicht auf die Räume, dieses. Sigil Hamas yet shuts off with me, Machachanet. Ushiver. Sigil Hamas, the Uxie, it's had this. Oh, Shannon, well, I said, Sir Rab, I'm Doc, you then, Sir Rab, and I'm all nice and Doc, Sivian. I'm Doc, do we be in the name of Ronnie, but say, the one is that thing you have to be the one. No, well, I said, this is you, Rahim, all this, Yeah, when I was arrested again today. Oh, yeah, I arrested again today. I'm sorry for this. You know, I'm going to say this. See, you said no shit, right? Yeah, I'm not them. See, I'm not them. That's it. See, you'll come up. I know what you know. See, you'll say her on me. You wish you had to listen to you. You don't know. It's on the red bull. She's never carry. No, she's not. It's never carry. It's not fair. It's okay. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not.
Ich war's nach der Dorf, 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 ich war's n